Privilege to be able to see the MP host for this discussion of press, politics and religion here in the Beehive. The discussion, as you know, has been prompted by the furore around the publication of cartoons of Muhammad in the Danish newspaper and reprinted here in the press and the post. I think there are very important issues at stake, and on the surface it will seem that there's a conflicting pressure on the media on the one hand to guarantee freedom of speech and on the other to avoid excessive and unnecessary harm to people. And I think we can at least partly resolve this apparent contradiction if we see the media's fundamental responsibility as being to increase people's understanding of issues. And this requires that the range of viewpoints on any issue to be aired without censorship, sometimes via cartoons, humour or satire. And cartoonists are in the front lines of free speech because their medium requires them to simplify issues and lampoon both people and institutions. A cartoonist who does not both delight and upset people is not a good cartoonist. And cartoonists play an extremely important role in cutting down to size the arrogant, the powerful, and ideologues of all stripes, including religious ideologues. Hard-hitting cartoonists match the Kiwi personality. We like to poke the borax at everyone, including ourselves, and that's a wonderful thing. The last thing I want to see coming out of this controversy is cartoonists, stand-up comics and the like engaging in more self-censorship. However, every cartoon has a context, and some cartoons can do harm, or rather compound harm, by adding insult to serious injury. For example, anti-Jewish campaigns published in German newspapers during the Holocaust did do harm, making the detention and killing of Jews more socially acceptable. Recognising the harm cartoons can do in certain contexts helps us understand the anger ordinary Muslims felt towards the Muhammad cartoons, and I'm not here talking about extremists, I'm talking about ordinary Muslims. Today, they were upset because of the particular context. Today, Muslims feel they are under siege. Some of their lands, like Iraq and the Palestinian territories, are occupied by foreign forces. Muslims have been gratuitously abused in places like Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay, and they see different standards applied to Muslim nations. For example, today Iran is in the gun, almost literally, for its nuclear program, but what action has been taken against Israel's nuclear arms? And throughout the West, Muslims face significant prejudice and discrimination. It hurts Muslims deeply that Islam is being portrayed as a violent religion, and Robert Fisk, who writes columns here and will shortly be in Wellington, believes that the cartoon which incited the current protest was the one portraying Muhammad as a bin Laden type bomber. In surveying media comment on the cartoons, I find little recognition of this context, that of Muslims suffering around the world and feeling their religion is being denigrated. In reality, Muslims are no different from any other religious community in that they're more open to criticism when it comes from those sympathetic to the way that Islam, like other world religions, contributes positively to community life. Unfortunately, most New Zealanders still treat Islam as a somewhat backward religion and little appreciate its goodness and diversity. Debates we have in a Christian context are usually seen differently. There is currently an argument over whether C4 should run the South Park episode where there's a bleeding Virgin Mary statue. And although there have been some strident comments and they've written them in the newspapers, this debate won't raise the temperature as much as that over the Muhammad cartoon, because it's in the framework of fairly universal respect for those adhering to Christianity. We're also aware that there will be significant numbers of Christians on either side of the C4 South Park debate. I've not gone around bashing the editors of the Dominion Post and the press for printing the cartoons. They were hardly alone in the community in not fully appreciating the international context of the Muslim reaction, of Muslims being put down by governments, armies, and indeed people in the West. And I agree with the press and Dominion Post editors that it is generally good for readers to be given the words and pictures to judge for themselves what all the fuss is about. For example, how can I really pass judgment on the Bloody Mary South Park episode when I haven't seen it and don't know the full context of it? We also have to be wary of national interest reasons for censorship. I don't buy this government's view that newspaper editors, in deciding whether or not to publish the Muhammad cartoons, should have taken into account potential trade boycotts. That is not a moral argument. In fact, it is an amoral argument, because the consequence would be us bowing and scraping to any other big power who made a trade threat. And we're already too timid in speaking out about the violations of human rights in China, for example, for fear of that government's reaction. In conclusion, I agree with the editors and journalists that we must protect free speech and our right to know, but this is best achieved in a climate of respect and tolerance towards all peoples and religions.